Do you remember the band Gorilla Toss we discovered a few years ago?
Absolutely.
They've got a new record coming out. Can you believe it?
They made it.
New Gorilla Toss record. And I'm just going to, it's called GT Ultra, Gorilla Toss Ultra. This song is called Betty Dreams of Green Men. I will explain everything. It will all be explained after this song, Betty.
Okay. All right.
Betty Dreams of Green Men. You got it?
Totally there.
Gorilla Toss, this band.
But don't call me.
Graham, Gorilla Toss, originally from Boston. And that's a pretty good idea of the kind of music they make, just this crazy, frenetic pop music. And yeah, we did discover them, South by Discovery, a few years ago. There's so much going on in this record, in this song. It's kind of hard for me to sum it up quickly, but I'll do my best. First of all, the name of the record is GT Ultra. GT Ultra, which is a nod to MK Ultra. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's the name given to a bunch of drug experiments that the CIA conducted in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. The whole operation was designed to study mind control, and the number one drug they used was LSD. So it's a nod to that, the name of the record. But this song specifically is inspired by alien abduction, and particularly a famous one from the early 1960s.
The one that was true.
The one that was true. Betty and Barney Hill, a couple from New Hampshire who said that they were abducted by aliens, one of the more popular cases. But singer Casey Carlson of Gorilla Toss says that she went down this rabbit hole researching their story and then just became obsessed with all of these alien abduction stories. And it got her just thinking about all the ways that we can become hypnotized by something. And she started to draw these parallels between it, alien abduction, and addiction. Just these things that we can, that sort of take over us, and we seem powerless. And she said that she...
It's coffee for you.
It is coffee for me, and I'm fine with that. Coffee and I have a very good relationship, and I have no intention of leaving it anytime soon. But Casey Carlson, she says, she dropped us a note. She said that she was thinking about the darkness of addiction and how people become completely consumed with a substance, often losing friends and significant chunks of their life. The complete feeling of isolation due to the social stigma of using makes the spiral of addiction even harder for people to endure. She says that she grew up in Cape Cod, and I'm quoting her again. She says, where hundreds of people her age have died as a result of the epidemic, and of course, it's one that's affected the entire country. So it's like, my gosh, there's so much going on in this song about alien abduction and addiction. And the, in fact, I mentioned the MK Ultra, the CIA project that they used LSD. This record, GT Ultra, the album is wrapped in sheets of acid tabs. The blotter art. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, but not the actual... It's not laced.
It's the tabs. I mean, it's the tabs that, just as far as I know, haven't been dosed. Yeah, right? So, I mean, there's really only one way to be sure when you get the record.
Huh.
So I'm going to leave that
up
to
you. Do you have it?
I don't have the actual record.
Can you get it?
I just got this song.
Can I see it?
Yeah, we're going to shoot the whole thing. Betty Dreams of Green Men from GT Ultra. Gorilla Toss, what a fun band, and a great way to kick this show off. Oh, this record's out June 23rd.
That went in so many directions I didn't expect.
Yeah, and trying to dissect what it's all about, too. Yeah.
Well, I used to spend so much time alone.
I can't believe you're playing this. I almost was going to play this.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I
had it on my short list.
Awesome. This is a new album by Chastity Belt, and their band from Walla Walla, Washington, recorded their new record, their third album in Portland recently. I am going to play a song called Stuck.
Thank you.
Got that My Bloody Valentine vibe.
Yeah, yeah. You add a whole lot more reverb, and then yeah, you're there.
Yeah.
I love this record a lot from Chastity Belt. I was going to play the title cut, but that one's really good. Stuck's really good, too. I was really surprised by this record because I was expecting it to be really loud and brash and fast, and it's a lot more inward-looking sound for them.
I've been on this jag of, like, not liking things, which, you know, it's weird.
Well, you know, it happens. Yeah. It happens. That's the thing. You've been around so long now.
Oh,
it was just music has started. You've heard just about all there
everything.
Is to hear.
Mm.
Yeah. And
this is the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
I might have one more song.
When you say, but this is one that I really liked.
I think I listened for the show to probably over 100 songs, seriously.
Wow.
And came across only two that I wanted to play.
Well, you know, you get in those, I don't mean you. Everybody gets in there. Like, there are days when I'm listening to stuff and I just hate everything I'm hearing. I'm like, and if I go through too many where I'm just passing, I have to stop and think, okay, I'm not, there's something wrong with the frame of mind I'm in right now. I need to.
Yeah.
And then there are other days where you're in a great mood and you're loving everything and everything's five stars.
Right.
And I love those days. Let me see if you remember this.
I thought it was Nature Boy.
Lack of light, hollow sea, poison beaches,
but yes.
Limousines, toothless dentists, cops that kill. My baby's got the lonesome.
So this is Emily Haynes from a record that she put out, a solo record she put out 10 years ago, 11 years ago. The song Dr. Blind, the record was Knives Don't Have Your Back, and it just... I'm getting goosebumps now just listening to the song again. I love this record so much. And Emily Haynes, she's probably best known as lead singer for Metric. She does a lot of work with Broken Social Scene. But her solo record, the one solo record she put out, Knives Don't Have Your Back, just blew me away. One of my favorite for the decade and still one of my favorite records. And then she kind of largely disappeared as a solo artist. She put out another EP after that. And for the last 11 years, she's just kind of been alternating records between Metric and Broken Social Scene. And then just late last week, the end of last week, we got news that she's coming back after 11 years. Emily Haynes has a new solo record coming, and I haven't heard it yet. I've only heard one song. It's called Fatal Gift, and I just want to play that and just bask in its wonderful glory that
Can't
is
wait.
Emily Haynes. Fatal Gift, the record that's called Choir of the Mind, Fatal Gift.
Haven't we made enough for a living wage? We accept the fatal gift, a soup stone for our stove, and a blindfold for our tears. Paying for a living wage, no, it's a deceptive deal. We accept the fatal gift, they hover over where we live.
also a lot more momentum in that song than on that record that she put out
Very
11
cool.
years. Yeah, but some of the piano stuff that she had at the beginning is a little more reminiscent of the last record, but so excited for this. This she says this song is, it's in part about finding true meaning in your life. She says most of the songs on this record, I'm quoting Emily Haynes here, she says most of the songs on the album came to me out of some recent major changes in my life, and others were composed when my life felt more stable. But of them all, Fatal Gift, this song, is the song that has lived with me the longest through many incarnations, and it's the right time for the definitive version to be heard. The song embodies for me the undeniable fact that no matter how high I climb, that voice pulling me back to my essential self remains. We all pursue symbols of achievement, but utopian material promises are hollow. So find the one thing that really means something to you, and don't chase after the things that aren't really real, I guess, in your life.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. There's a great video for this song, too, on her site. I'm not entirely clear what's going on in it, but I'll just say she scratches off a lot of lottery tickets. And then somewhere near the end, she's riding in the back of a limo looking completely stoned or spaced out or something. So maybe she found what she was looking for. I don't know. She does great videos. The one for Dr. Blind, that song I played a little snippet of, is also an incredible video. Choir of the Mind from Emily Haynes, out September 15th. And I am so excited. I gasped when I saw the email come through announcing this
I heard
record.
You.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
And we don't sit close to one another anymore.
Yeah. Emily Haynes, so happy to have this.
Awesome. I'm going to play Mount Wolf. Do you remember Mount Wolf?
I totally remember Mount Wolf.
So about a year plus ago, we, in a hotel room, do you remember this? Anyway, we had them play a song for us.
Oh, that right.
In,
I remember that.
South by Lullaby, yeah. Because we really, really loved them. And very ethereal music. Well, they finally have a debut album, Mount Wolf does. They're a London-based band, trio. It's not been easy for me to find music I like. And this is stunning. So I'm going to play this song. It's called Soteria. When I asked them about the song, I was told that Soteria is a Greek goddess of salvation. And this song is a realization that my character and morals have devolved and that I'm not as good a person as I thought I was or I'd like to be. I'm asking Soteria for her forgiveness for the bad things I've done in life, but also recognizing that I might need help to avoid the pitfalls that lead to making bad decisions in the future.
That's some heavy stuff.
I know, right? It's gorgeously produced, and I'll tell you more about that after the song.
Lost in the dark.
beautiful.
That really sound.
Nice.
Which is both, there's something very forceful about it, but it's not in your face kind of forceful. Mm-hmm. There's something just overpowering. It mm-hmm. just keeps swelling, and it's just beautiful. And it was, I didn't know this when I listened to it and was just enamored by the sound of it. It's produced by this fellow named Ken Thomas, who, when I used to read liner notes and hold albums in my hand, which I don't get a chance to do very much anymore,
yeah.
Would be on Bowie records, would be, you know,
oh, wow.
on Queen records, would be on Sigur Rós records, would be on the early Wire records as either an engineer or a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is. I mean, the guy must be producing records now for over 40 years
wow.
or engineering them. And he's working with Mount Wolf on this wow. record. And the name of that Mount Wolf record is called Etherlight, Aetherlight. The album Etherlight came out about a week ago.
That was lovely, and I actually have something that's going to fit with it perfectly. Do you know Gordy, G-O-R-D-I?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That singer, Sophie.
Sophie. Yeah.
Sophie Payton, she's a singer originally from Australia. Stephen Thompson played her on the show
around
this time last year. I wasn't going to give him any credit, but that's how I found out about her. He played her on the show. He's a super uber fan of hers. She started getting more attention last fall when she covered a Bon Iver song, did that a cappella version of, I don't know how you say it, but it's 5 zeros and then million, so 000000 million, the Bon Iver song. And then she played with him. She sang backup on The Tonight Show, like we did a performance and. So she's kind of been getting more and more intense. She finally has her own debut full-length record coming out called Reservoir. And it has this song on it called Heaven I Know. Gordy has this arresting voice and sound, sort of like the one thing we just played where there's this lot of, just the way it's produced, a lot of interesting textures and ear candy in it that make your ears perk up.
Didn't she also do a Courtney Barnett cover? Did she also do...
She's covered a lot of different artists, yeah. She's,
I was thinking about, what's that song? Avant Gardener. But looking forward to a record of her own.
Well, so like I say, she has just lots of interesting sounds, and we're going to let this song play out. It's called Heaven I Know from Gordy, G-O-R-D-I, in her new record, Reservoir.
I like that.
Yeah, I'd sit through just about anything to get to that ending. That little bit at the end there is wonderful. Cool. Love this song from Gordy. You know, if I had any complaint about it at all, and it's a minor one, is I don't think the auto-tune was necessary at the end. She has such a fantastic voice, and I don't mind auto-tune when, you know, you're really playing around with it and doing some really crazy, interesting
stuff. Yeah, I'm in the same place. There was a new Ibeyi tune that they were just brilliant singers, the sisters, but again, it's the same thing. It's like, it just doesn't feel right. It's also going to, in 8 years from now, Lars is here, by the way. Hi, Lars.
Hey, guys.
It's gonna feel super dated.
Do you think? That's the thing? Like, when we listen to 80s pop music,
it's just like
the
big drums in 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I can tell this was from the
Yamaha DX7. Oh, yeah, I know that time period. Yeah, and you name it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad to have a sound that defines an era, but it certainly defines an era, and it can be why you love it, but it could also be like, oh yeah,
Well, now for the other side of the story.
Well, speaking of sounds of an era, guess who I saw last Friday at a county fair?
At a county fair? Let's see, Grand Funk Railroad.
Let's move up the timeline
America.
A little bit.
America.
Rush.
Hey,
Bush.
Hey, let's not get ugly. Let's not get ugly here, all right? There's no reason to get ugly.
Wow. Bush, sound of an era.
Wow.
1990s.
But not George.
Wait, did you really see Bush play?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No.
Wow.
No, my friend saw that they're going to be playing the Fairfax County Fair.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, we have to go to this.
Oh, wow.
And it was actually really great. You know, I like those first two albums. And,
no, they were huge.
And,
they were huge records.
You know, they've been a band for like almost 30 years now. So, like, of course, they're going to put on a good show. They played new songs that were awful. But, But man, when they play "Come Down" and they play "Glycerin" and
they
played the hits and they were great. And like Gavin Rossdale's, like, he's just a good frontman. Anyway,
what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, we're talking
sound
about
sound of an era,
right?
Well, I kind of bring that up tangentially because reunions in music are now just like they're just a staple of the industry now. I used to be so repelled by it for years, but over time I've kind of come to. It's case by case. It's like, what's the reason the band's coming back? Are they doing anything interesting when they're coming back? Or are they just want to play a show.
I'm very anti the 401k tour. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, sure.
I don't have a problem if a band wants to get back together and play some hits. But think about all the like kids who maybe discovered the band later on, never got a chance to see them live. You know, and now the band's coming back and they're touring around. Maybe they're doing like a whole record mm-hmm. that was popular or yeah. something. I think that's
fine. I don't mind it. And this is not the band I'm going to be premiering something from, but just as a tangent, I saw my favorite band from high school, Roadside Monument. They were my favorite band when I was a teenager. I flew out to Seattle last weekend just to see them play.
Lars asked for time off. He said, yeah. "Can I have time off to go hop
wow,
on a plane?"
I didn't know that was the reason.
Absolutely, you can do that.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And at some point, I'm getting videos from that show, and I'll put them on our website.
Yeah, I love that.
Excellent.
But anyway, that's not the actual.
And that also is not what we're here to talk about.
But I am here to talk about a band that came back out of the blue, that I was really excited that they came back, and the band I hadn't thought about in years, a band called Thoughts of Ionesco. They were a skronky, noisy, metallic noise rock band from Detroit in the late 90s. A label put together like a complete discography in 2006, and that's when I heard them, because they were very much only known to the Midwest, like heavy music scene. But out of nowhere last month, they announced, hey, we have a 4-song EP coming out. Oh. And like me and a couple friends who all love this sort of music, we're like, this is really good.
Huh.
This rips. And I just had to play a song. The name of the EP is called Scar Symbols. And I'm going to play a song called Culture of the Eternal Snake. And it just sounds like a burly pit of vipers.
It's a great name.
Wow.
And like they were
burly vipers.
Burly.
I think burly, like, isn't that like hairy, like burly?
Yeah, big, they're hairy, hairy, they're
okay,
hairy
fine.
Vipers.
No, I'm.
Do you want to be in that pit?
No, I do
no,
not.
No, you do not want to be.
I do not want to be in that pit.
But right. They were a band inspired not just by metal, but like by Albert Eiler and like stuff
oh, wow.
like that. So it's just really, really crazy,
crazy
time changes.
Crazy jazz saxophone yeah, player. Yeah. I don't know Eiler. Yeah. Sweet. Well, let's go out on this.
All right.
Let's get in the hairy pit, me and you, Robin.
Oh my God, that is really disgusting.
Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. For NPR Music, it's all songs and pits and all that stuff considered. Gonna do it?
Yes.
Yeah.